Hello, it's your humble host and narrator again, JT Wheatley, once again giving you another History of the Comic Book Podcast episodes. This time, the origin of Superman. The origin of Superman, the character who kicked off the golden age of comic books and arguably one of the most important fictional characters in history, begins with his creators, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Jerry Siegel was born Jerome Siegel to Michael and Sarah Siegel on October 17, 1914, in Cleveland, Ohio. His parents were Jewish immigrants from Lithuania, with his father earning his support as a haberdasher. At the time, Cleveland had a rich Jewish community and was a forward-looking city, being the first with public electricity, trolleys, streetlights, an indoor shopping arcade, and intelligence test for the school system. Truly a city of tomorrow. Growing up there, he fell in love with movies, particularly the Douglas Fairbanks Sr. and the Mark of Zorro, a popular movie and character among many comic book creators. He also tried his hand at art, imitating the Little Nemo and Mud and Jeff comic strip, which his father encouraged. Siegel was also a lover of pulp tales, particularly Amazing Stories, which on his August 1928 issue featured a flying man and his own sci-fi adventures. By 1929, at age 14, he tried to make his own collection with Cosmic Stories, though he would never remember if he sold an issue. This is one of the first examples of a fanzine, more popularly known as fan fiction today. Sadly, on June 2, 1932, his father, Michael, was killed when his store was robbed by gunpoint. The murderer was never solved, and the family would keep it a secret, claiming he died of a heart attack. However, the very next day, on June 3rd, in the Cleveland Plains Dealer, there was a letter written by A.L. Luther calling for a need for vigilantes during the Depression. Michael Siegel's young son would grow up to create a crime fighter who was invulnerable to bullets. He found solace in The Torch, his high school's paper, which was Glenville High, where he dreamed of becoming a reporter. However, he was never popular as the regular school reporters, particularly Lois Oster, who everyone would give different stories about how much she inspired a future fictional female reporter, though her name can't be ignored. Siegel did get some strips into the paper, particularly a Tarzan parody called Goober the Mighty, which not only parodied the popular pulp character, but also Siegel's new friend, Joe Shuster. Shuster was born on July 10, 1914, in Toronto, Canada, to Russian immigrants. The family eventually moved to Cleveland, Ohio when he was 9, where he worked as a newspaper boy. He enjoyed comic strips and tried his hand at drawing a few, like Little Orphan Annie and Washtubs, with the hope of getting on The Torch as well. His other passion was bodybuilding, inspired by then fitness guru Charles Atlas. However, he only managed to get one cartoon into the paper, but it was the one where he met Jerry Siegel. They immediately became friends, sharing a love of movies, pulps, and comic strips, and worked together on the fanzine The Advanced Guard of Future Civilization. They also became hugely inspired by The Gladiator by Philip Wiley in 1932, which featured a perfect man who was brought down by society. Much of these stories were inspired by the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche's concept of the Übermensch, or Superman, and also played on Wright's George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman. It was the same idea of a superior or superpowered human that inspired his pulp heroes like Tarzan and John Carter, who had superhero strength on Mars due to his low gravity. It quickly inspired Siegel and Shuster as well, in their story in January of 1933 of science fiction, The Reign of Superman by Herbert S. Fine, a nod to their cousin, with Shuster providing the cover art. The story involved a scientist who creates a race of men with psychic powers who tries to take over the world and was instantly bald. At this point, the pulp hero Doc Savage was extremely popular, and Siegel and Shuster took an instant liking to him, especially when by the ad in The Shadow that proclaimed him Superman and wrestling with a gun-wielding villain. Then, on March of 1933, Detective Dan appeared in the stand, a ripoff of Dick Tracy. Siegel instantly bought it and showed it to Joe, inspired not because of the quality, because quite frankly it wasn't that good, but proclaiming, "We can do better than this." Also, in 1934, Siegel and Shuster met Jolene Kovacs, who agreed to model for Joe to practice the female form. While Jolene bears little resemblance to Lois Lane today, she did have a personal effect on both boys, first with Joe, who went on a few soda dates with her, but nothing more. She later disappeared from their lives and married, but her spirit would be a presence in Lois Lane, and more importantly, in Jerry's own life later on. While shopping their Superman around, Siegel and Shuster did manage to sell Gloria Glamour to Popular Comics, which is a riff from the movie Bombshell. Unfortunately, the tabloid was canceled before getting published. Meanwhile, Jerry tried taking Superman to different artists, such as Tony Strobe, Mel Graft, who later created the Phantom Magician and Patsy, and then Russell Keaton. Having struck out, he returned to his friend Joe and managed to sell two strips to New Fun Comics. Henry Duval of France, famed Soldier of Fortune, and Dr. Occult, the Ghost Detective, in New Fun No. 6. A Van Helsing-style hero and another of their characters who would see long life in DC. In addition, on March of 1937, their character, the two-fisted detective Slam Bradley, appeared in the new series Detective Comics No. 1. Though, as we all know, another detective would soon take over that series. Finally, in late 1937, National Editor Vin Sullivan paid for a 13-page Superman story at $130, which included the rights to the character to be on the cover of their new series, Action Comics. Published on April 18, 1938, the first Superman quickly detailed his origin, powers, and established the secret identity of Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter, along with his fellow reporter, Lois Lane. He couldn't fly, had no X-ray vision, and not as strong as he would later become. But as the classic cover depicted, he could easily wield a full-size automobile. Joe Shuster modeled Superman's look after one of their favorite actors, Douglas Fairbanks Sr., while his Clark Kent look was based on the comic actor Harold Lloyd. In addition, his name, Clark Kent, was a combination of Clark Gable and Kent Taylor. Plus, he didn't work at the Daily Planet at the time, but the Daily Star, and a nod to the Toronto Daily Star of Shuster's hometown. And with that, Shegel and Shuster finally got their creation to the newsstands, only to have it sold away for $130 and a contract for future work. Neither side knew just how important this contract was and just what their creation was about to unleash. I should note, my chief source for this episode was Men of Tomorrow, Geeks, Gangsters, and the Birth of the Comic Book by Gerard Jones, a fantastic book detailing the origins of both Superman and the Golden Age of comic books. Get it wherever books are sold. If you are a comic book fan, it's a must read.
Gotta talk.
Yeah, Thunder Talk.
We're going all kinds of sideways with that sweet nerd junk.
Woke nerd junk.
It's topical.
Political.
Dare I say radical.
We've got all your latest news and reviews.
Hot music.
And a whole lot of comedy.
But it ain't for kids.
Definitely mature content.
So let's talk.
Let's talk Thunder Talk.
Thunder Talk is a proud member of the ESO Network.
And now it is April 18th, 2024, time for the favorite comic of the week. Nightwing, number 113, Legacy number 300, by Tom Taylor, Marv Wolfman, Bruno Redondo, and various other artists. This is a great celebration of Nightwing. Basically, as it pointed out, this is his 300th issue. As Dick Grayson receives the keys to the city of Bloodhaven, where he's stationed, while at the same time working on taking care of Heartless. But all the while, this is happening on his birthday, and, well, Dick Grayson Nightwing has a different idea about how to celebrate your birthday. Tom Taylor does a great job. This is a great celebration of Dick Grayson Nightwing as a character. He's just a fully formed, well-adjusted superhero, has a great girlfriend in Barbara Gordon Batgirl, great friends, and he has just a great outlook on life. And it really shows that Batman, once again, great dad, because this is his first son who raised, and he turned into a great superhero that arguably is better than Batman. And it's just a great job in general. And there's a lot of nice, sweet moments, especially a great tearjerker moment when Nightwing goes to a pizza parlor called Marv and George, which is, of course, a reference to the great Marv Wolfman, who also helps write this issue, and the late, great George Perez, who passed away. They were the original creators of Nightwing, essentially, when he first appeared in Teen Titans, when Dick Grayson went from being Robin to Nightwing. And it's a beautiful scene, just worth picking up for that part alone. Just a great celebration of a classic DC character, and well worth a read. And incidentally, appropriate, considering this is on April 18th of 2000, back in 1938, actually. That's when the first Action Comics number one came out. A lot of people have been celebrating online, most notably James Gunn and the cast of the new superhero Superman movie. We're all seen reading the Action Comics number one as a tribute to the great character created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. So I decided, let's dust off the old History of Superman episodes for the archives. We'll be playing those for the next few weeks, for better or for worse. And just a great celebration of Superman. Though it's weird because he has two birthdays. The one is the official comic book's debut, but he also has his birthday, which Jerry Siegel says is actually on June 12th, which I actually kind of celebrate that, Superman's birthday. But
hey, take your pick. Either one's great. Superman, the original superhero, at least for American comic books, definitely worth checking out and enjoying. And with that, we will conclude this week's episode. Join me again next week as we continue on the Superman series, which brought on by this classic day. And until then, go on and enjoy Superman comic book. And definitely go check out Tom Taylor's Nightwing run. Fantastic. One of the best runs of Nightwing probably ever.